Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to today's Seed Time and Harvest broadcast. I'm Bishop Hutchinson. I'm so thankful. I'm blessed and I'm highly favored to have another opportunity to come and speak life to you today. Someone just give thanks unto the Lord today. Yeah, today we're going to be talking about the subject of being thankful, the art of living a joyful life. And I pray that you'll be blessed by today's broadcast and that you'll go ahead and get your Bible, paper, and pencil so that you can be prepared to take notes and study along with the saints of God. I tell you, somebody just give God a hallelujah praise and thanks unto the Lord today. We're so very excited that you can join in with us, and we want to give thanks to God for our Pinnacle of Success conference, which was and is being a great success in the lives of all those who are in attendance with us on last week. Congratulations again to all of our graduates of the class of 2016 of Grace Bible College and Seminary. You are a success, and I thank God for each and every one of you. We also want to give thanks for all those here in Forest Park, Georgia, who are part of our Sales Church Fellowship that meets weekly for teaching, prayer, breaking bread, and fellowship. Feel free to contact us, find out how you can be a part of our fellowship here in Forest Park, or if you'd like to start a fellowship in your local community. Our phone number where we can be reached is 678-278-9622, or you can visit our main website, which is Amazing Grace Ministries, www.agministries.net. We'd love to hear from you, and we're so thankful for all of our partners for your prayers and support. Today is our monthly missions offering day. So we thank God for all of those who are cheerfully giving to help support our ministries. Again, someone that says, be thankful, the art of living a joyful life. That's what we're going to be talking about today. And for our foundational scripture, you can make note of this, Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 through 17. We're going to use that as a foundational scripture for our lesson today. And, of course, there will be several other scriptures that I'd like to give you to meditate upon during and following the broadcast. But let's start with our foundational text from Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 to 17, and it reads, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual psalms with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father, we exalt you. We ascribe worth to you today. We magnify and exalt your holy name. We thank you, Father, for being God. We thank you for being our healer, our provider, our peace, our hope, our deliverance, our joy. We thank you, Father, today for every person who's listening to the sound of my voice. I thank you for their salvation, Father. I thank you for manifested healing. I thank you for supernatural provision in their lives today. Father, we thank you for the word of God that it be spoken to us today. Open up our ears and open up our hearts that we can receive and believe the word of God. Let your word manifest in us, through us, to us, and for us, oh God, this day. We want to give thanks to you, Father, for you alone are worthy of all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. And together we say hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lord. Thanks to God. Today, again, we're studying a subject entitled Being Thankful, subtopic, The Art of Living a Joyful Life. And as we go through this week's lesson, saints, I believe that if you learn how to be thankful in your life situations and circumstances, you'll find the art of living a joyful life in the process. Before, it's very difficult not to experience joy when we give thanks unto the Lord. And so what needs to happen, I believe, is that we need to understand what it means to be thankful. And as a result of us being thankful or giving thanks unto God, we'll find that joy is a natural result of being thankful. And so we even saw a little bit of this in our foundational text. And let's visit that real quick. And then I'm going to give you the definition that we're going to be using today for the word thankful. You'll see where the writer, which is the Apostle Paul, says to the church in Colossae, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts." So this would be the result of what Paul desired to happen to those who would hear the words that he was about to speak to them. So peace is another word for unending joy, unsurpassing joy. And so he says, "Let this peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which you were called in one body, and be thankful." Hallelujah. So in order for this peace for Christ to rule in their hearts, the peace that for which they have been called, and for the same peace for which we have been called, Paul says what you ought to do in advance is be thankful. Then he says, go on to say, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing songs unto the Lord, hymns and spiritual songs, with what, saints? With thankfulness in your hearts to God." And he concludes by saying, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Someone said me, being thankful. Hallelujah. The art of living a joyful life. So I pray that as you examine that portion of Scripture, thanks to God, you'll get a little bit of insight into what the Apostle Paul was trying to say to the church in Colossae and what the Holy Spirit is trying to speak to us today. So let's look at a working definition for the word thankful. It's one thing to say be thankful or being thankful, but let's understand it in the context of which God wants us to know it in relation to this lesson this week. If we think about the word thankful, it means being aware of and appreciative of a benefit. Another word is being grateful. And also, one of the ways that we show that we are thankful is that we express our gratitude unto God. And what the Apostle Paul says in the scripture text that we read, he says, you can express it unto God by singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with thanksgiving. Somebody said, thank you, Lord. And we're going to see some other texts throughout both the Old and the New Testament that expresses this very same idea and thought. So I want you, no matter what you may be going through in life, whether it seems to be good or seems to be bad, we want to give God thanks, for his mercy endureth forever. If you want to take some notes with us, I pray you will. I'm going to give you a few more scriptures that I want you to think about in relation to this course and to this 3 weeks message. Now, you saw the working definition that we talked about is being aware of and appreciative or of a benefit or being grateful. Another thing I want you to think about in relation to God, which is why the peace can come to us, is that you're being thankful that someone or something exists. Now, that something or someone that exists is God. He has no beginning. He has no ending. He's always present, omnipresent with us. And just being aware of that, being appreciative of the fact that, as the psalmist says, even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. So he was aware and appreciative of the fact that God was always with him. And I want you to be made aware of and appreciative of that fact today, saints of God. For Jesus has said in the New Testament that I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. Somebody give thanks unto the Lord today. So we keep all these ideas in mind as we go through these portions of Scripture. And I think you'll find a reason to give thanks unto the Lord today. I believe that because you express thanks to God, for being present with you, for being your Jehovah Jireh, your provider, for being your Jehovah Rapha, your healer, being Jehovah Shalom, your peace, hallelujah, beings, Jehovah Tishkengu, which is your righteousness, hallelujah, you'll find joy coming into your life as a result of your being thankful. Now, here are some more scripture texts that I want you to make note of that you can meditate upon during and following this broadcast. Make note of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Now, we use as a foundational text Colossians 3, where Paul was writing to the church in Colossae, but let's see what he says to the church in Thessalonica. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 reads as this: give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Hallelujah, somebody. Give God praise. So the psalmist says here to the Thessalonians, and I pray that the Holy Spirit is ministering to somebody right now. He says, give thanks not only when everything is going well, but give thanks in all circumstances. Somebody say all circumstances. Yes, even whatever you may be going through right now, saying to God, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you or for us. So that is 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. Let's take a look at another scripture in the Old Testament. Make note of Psalm chapter 107, verse 1, where it reads, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endureth forever. Hallelujah. I pray that you're starting to see how, as we be more thankful, we'll start experiencing more joy, as the Apostle Paul says to the church in Thessalonica, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Here's another scripture text I want to give you, is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 5. So we see, again, Paul is writing a letter to another body of believers in another city. But you'll see that the experience of all the believers who have placed their faith, who have placed their hope, who have placed their trust in Jesus Christ is to be thankful. And as a result of their thankfulness, they'll experience a joy in their lives. Here it is in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, where it reads, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, saints. So here, let's see what the psalmist, the writer says again. He says, giving thanks. Somebody said, thank you, Lord. Giving thanks always and for everything. Hallelujah. Giving thanks always and for everything. Hallelujah. You've got to be thankful for the fact that you even have a device to listen to this broadcast today. You ought to give thanks that you have ears to hear what the device is transmitting to you today. You should give thanks that you're alive and God loves you enough to let you hear this message today. So giving thanks, the writer says, always and for everything. I want you to think about the things that are going on in your life right now. And I want you to put it in context of these scripture verses that we've looked at thus far. The one from Thessalonians that says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Again, Psalm 107:1 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. You're not thanking the situation. You're giving thanks unto the Lord. Why? Because he is good in spite of whatever I'm going through. For his steadfast love endures forever. His love endures even in my darkest hour. And then we see from Ephesians 5, it says, giving thanks always and for everything to God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody give thanks right now. Let's be thankful, thanks to God. Let's be thankful unto God now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is seated in heavenly places, making intercession for us. Hallelujah. Somebody give thanks unto the Lord even now. And so you understand more, I pray, what the Apostle Paul meant when he wrote to the church in Colossae with the foundational scripture that we talked about. How if they would give thanks unto the Lord always and for everything, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that they would experience the peace of Christ ruling in their hearts. And I pray you will today, saints of God. Go ahead. You might have tried many other things, but go ahead and try just being thankful today. And I pray that the peace of Christ will rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called into one body. You have become one with Christ now. You have been called and transformed into the image of Christ. So I say to you what the apostle says to the church in Colossae, and be thankful. Hallelujah. And as you continue, as Paul says to the church in Colossians 3, 5, 15 to 17, and let the word, what word? Let this word that is being spoken to you now, the word of Christ, let be seeing that he is your hope, he is your peace, he is your Messiah, he is your deliverer. Let the word of Christ, hallelujah, let it dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom. It may result in singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs unto the Lord. And I pray that the Holy Spirit would allow me to have a little time left at the end of this lesson, that we can sing a song as we end this broadcast, that we will not only intellectually understand what the scriptures are saying that we could experience, or we can or will experience, but that we do experience these things, where we can allow the word of Christ to dwell in us richly, where we can admonish one another in all wisdom, singing songs, hymns, and spiritual songs with thankfulness. Hallelujah. Somebody said thankful. With thankfulness in our hearts unto God. And then he says, and whatever you do, saints of God, whatever you do in word or in deed, do everything in the name of this Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus is the hinge. Jesus is the center of our joy. As long as we keep Christ at the center of everything, realize that he is present in every situation and everything, we can learn to give thanks, as the writer says, in all circumstances. Hallelujah. So we can do everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him, that is, through our connection with him, through our relationship with him, and through our abiding in him and he abiding in us. Somebody give God praise and be thankful today. Hallelujah. So I've given you several scriptures, saints of God, that speaks to why we should be thankful and how we can express that thankfulness unto God. Let me give you a few more scripture texts today. I don't know about you, saints of God, but I believe that as we apply these lessons and these scriptures to our lives, if we do specifically what the writer says, to let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, I pray now that each one of these scripture verses will be something that you will make note of, that you will go back and you will meditate on a little bit later. And that is how you let the word of Christ dwell in you. Let it teach you. Let it admonish you in all wisdom. And I believe that you will experience what it is to the art of living a life of joy by singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your heart unto the Lord today. Here's another scripture text I want you to make note of. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. It reads this. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, someone said everything. Yeah, that means whatever you're going through right now. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, here's our word again, with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Somebody said thank you. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So you notice it didn't say just let your requests be made known to God. You want to precondition your request by thanking God in advance for what I'm about to ask you. Why can you thank God in advance? Because you know that he is your healer. He is your provider. He is your hope. He is your peace. He is your Messiah. So he's already that, saints of God, before you even ask him. So you want to go ahead and do what the apostle says. And this, if we will go ahead and give thanks unto God, we would not be anxious. We're thanking God because of who he is. Remember the word thankfulness in our definition meant being aware of or being grateful that something is or something exists. And God is before, during, and after your storm. He is God. So when we become aware of that and we become appreciative unto God, We give thanks unto God through Jesus Christ, who has manifested God to us. And then we can be able to appropriate what the apostle is saying to the church in Philippi today. Then we can fully embrace the scripture verse that is speaking to us again. Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And of course, if you read the rest of those preceding verses, you know, and it says, "And the peace of God," which we started out way back in the book of Thessalonians, he says that God will give us peace. So peace is that unsurpassing joy that God wants us to experience. Paul says, "For this is the will of God in Christ for us." So every one of these scriptures says to God, all the things that are speaking to the art of living a joyful life will lift that dark cloud that may be seeming to be hanging over your head, or perhaps over the head of someone you know, a loved one, maybe going through a situation, maybe it's financial or physical. But Jesus is Lord over all situations. And this is why we want to let Christ rule in our hearts. Another scripture we can see in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Here the apostle says, "Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift." I pray you're getting it, thanks to God. We see again in Psalm, in the Old Testament, Psalm 106, verse 1, where it says, "Praise the Lord. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endureth forever." Even when you think you can't go any further, saints of God, being aware of what the psalmist says that I spoke to you earlier, that says, "And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Why? "Because thou art with me, and because you are with me, I know your rod and your staff will comfort me, and I will praise your name." So we see the psalmist in chapter 106 saying, "Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endureth forever." So he's already went through his Psalm 27 chapter. He's already walked through the valley of the shadow of death. He's already experienced the deliverance power of God. And so he's praising the Lord. He's exhorting others to give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And I want you to be aware and be appreciative right now, saints of God, that whatever been against you has not taken you out, for God is still present in your midst right now. Somebody ought to give thanks unto God. Again, you will see in Psalm 105, verse 1, where the psalmist writes again, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord." He says, "Call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples." Hallelujah. And this is what it is to praise the Lord, when you make known his deeds unto others, as Moses and the Israelites sing praises unto God when they saw the Egyptian army swallowed by the seas. They praised God. They gave thanks. Hallelujah. And this is what Paul was talking about in our foundational text back in Colossians 3, where it says, "Teaching and admonishing one another all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness." Why are they singing songs, saints of God? Because they're so thankful. It's a way of being aware and appreciative of the goodness of our God. Somebody ought to give thanks right now. I think, praise God, saints, that you see the examples, scripture after scripture, as you go throughout these verses of scripture that I'm giving you, as you meditate upon these scriptures, as you think about your life circumstances, you can match it to what Paul says, that give thanks in all circumstances, hallelujah, in everything, and give God thanks for everything. Here's another one that he says in Psalm, hallelujah. I'm giving you these scriptures because I want you to be able to go through them and meditate upon them. For this is how I pray that the word of God will dwell richly in you. One final scripture, he says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good." Psalm 118, verses 1 through 18. Again, saints, that's another one that you can meditate upon. And I pray that as you go through these scriptures, even 1 Chronicles 29:13, and now we thank you, our God, and praise your glorious name. We thank our God always. Hallelujah, as Philemon says. I pray right now, thanks to God, that each and every one of you are finding a reason to give thanks, being thankful for everything, but not being anxious for anything. Why? Because we have a great God who's always near us, who's always present, who is a healer, who is a provider, who is our hope, who is our peace. And so I want you just to give thanks today. And as I mentioned earlier, I pray that you will just take some time now to meditate upon what we've talked about. And we're going to try to listen to some of the songs that speaks to us about being thankful to God. It's one thing that we can learn about what the scripture says, but it's another thing to be able to express it unto God. So today, I want you to give thanks unto God. I want you to sing the song and hymns in your heart with thankfulness, even right now, in Jesus' name. Let us praise the Lord and give thanks unto him. Thank you, Lord. Give praise to you.
For all you've done in my life.